Close behind us were our friends. Chadden, a skinny locksmith of our own age, the biggest eater of the company. He sits down to eat, as thin as a grasshopper, and gets up as big as a bug in the family way. Haya Vesthus, of the same age, a peat digger, who can easily hold a ration loaf in his hand and say, "Guess what I've got in my fist." Then Dietering, a peasant who thinks of nothing but his farmyard and his wife. And finally, Stanislaus Kaczynski, the leader of our group, shrewd, cunning, and hard-bitten, 40 years of age, with a face of the soil, blue eyes, bent shoulders, and a remarkable nose for dirty weather, good food, and soft jobs. Our gang formed the head of the queue before the cookhouse. We were growing impatient, for the cook paid no attention to us. Finally, Kaczynski called to him, "Say, Heinrich, open up the soup kitchen. Anyone can see the beans are done." He shook his head sleepily. "You must all be there first." Chadden grinned. "We are all here." The sergeant cook still took no notice. "That may do for you," he said, "but where are the others?" "They won't be fed by you today. They're either in the dressing station or pushing up daisies." The cook was quite disconcerted as the facts dawned on him. He was staggered. "And I've cooked for 150 men." Krupp